I'm sorry, this event, if I can skip forward, this event, though, got to the attention of Lucy Danglish, who's the dean of University of Maryland Journalism School, and it went to the process of filing a formal complaint with the vice president's office. At what point, at least for, to your knowledge, was it before the complaint or after the complaint that you all heard from the vice president's office?
It was after. It was a response. The complaint letter did ask for an apology to me and to the university, and that's when we sort of got word from the vice president's office.
So they did apologize directly to you?
I received a call from the press secretary, and she also called Lucy Dalglish and my supervisor here at Capital News Service, who's Adrian.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then she, you know, I think she released a statement to a few organizations today basically saying that she apologized.
Do you feel, as a member of the media, I mean, you went to school for this, you're learning as you're moving forward, do you feel, as a member of the media, that an apology really is sufficient, considering, and I'm going to mention the other two events, where Vice President Joe Biden's staff at one point put a pool reporter in a closet at a campaign event, and then at another event, the reporter was not allowed to talk to voters. I mean, it just seems to be, I'm not saying a pattern, but there are people around who don't know, I guess, the boundaries.
Right. I mean, I appreciate the apology. It was upsetting at the time, but I was just basically, you know, once again, I was not trying to cause a scene. I was just trying to sort of do my job. And I appreciate the apology. I'm not, because I don't really know much what else they could do in that situation. But, you know, it's very new to me, so I really haven't been able to sort of follow. This hasn't happened to me before. So I guess I didn't have that sort of built up anger about this happening. It was just sort of, I figured I'd made a slight mistake and that I might sort of, you know, this might happen. But I understand that it is sort of emblematic of a, you know, there have been past instances, certainly, where this has happened.
Well, considering you are learning, what did you kind of learn from this event?
I mean, I learned to sort of, you know, I've taken journalism law classes and ethics classes, and they do tell us to not give up your photos to, you know, if a law enforcement officer asks you to delete them. In this case, I mean, I learned just to sort of be more conscious of my own rights and to also, you know, reach out to my editor, who's sort of an experienced journalist, and sort of get some clarification on this before I agree to do this. But and I was just trying to sort of give her the benefit of the doubt, and I guess I probably didn't need to do that in retrospect.
Well, I think you did the appropriate thing. I mean, Jeremy, I would tell you, you know, I'm a former elected official. I know what happens to the media in different times, and, you know, you're learning and whatnot. Yeah. I think you did the right thing. I think, though, that, you know, one thing I would take from this is to really examine what role, particularly the staffers around the elected officials played, vice president or president. I mean, to me, there should have been some intermediary between the staffer and you other than her getting on the phone and calling somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody presently at the scene should have been there to deal with this, so it's not just the two of you.
Yeah, I think it was sort of a low staffed event. I mean, I think I only saw about two or three staffers, and they were my age. I mean, they were young, so maybe it was just an issue of both sides sort of not knowing what they're supposed to do and just trying to sort of reach a solution. But she seemed pretty confident when she asked me to delete the photos. I mean, she didn't seem to waver too much in that sense, and didn't really give me a chance. So, you know, I had my camera out, and you saw the camera, and, you know, it was a tough call.
You know, as a reporter, most of the time, you're taught not to be the story, but now you are the story.
Right.
So tell me your feelings about that, the fact that you are the news story.
Yeah, I mean, I just went there to report the story, but, you know, I understand that it's sort of emblematic of a bigger trend, and these are sort of a lot of journalism, freedom of the press issues at play here, so I understand why it happened, I would say, and, you know, I'm trying to learn from it, and, you know, I think the vice president's office probably learned from it as well. So it's been interesting, but, you know, hoping to get back to just the reporting the news and trying to be a journalist.
Are you going to do a report on this? That's what I want to know next.
Sorry?
Are you going to do a report on this? Are you filing a report on this?
I mean, possibly. I think because it involved me so much, it's hard for me to write a news story about it, but, you know, I've been talking to some people about that, and I'll certainly, you know, try to think about what I can do with it, but it certainly has been quite a learning experience for me.
Well, Jeremy, nothing like getting out of the classroom and having the reality of it hit you. We look forward to you doing more reports, and I appreciate your time, Jeremy. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.